The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 8th of August, and 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning to Jason, who is running it himself today. He is the big dog.
I am. I got my big boy pants on today.
Whoa. That's right. He's got his big boy pants on. I hope that isn't offensive to anybody. You know, I mean, gosh, big boy pants. I mean, that means it's male and it's, anyway.
Yeah, well, they're, in all fairness, they're actually cargo shorts. So
you're big boy cargo shorts.
Big boy cargo.
You know what? That's still okay. But then I have Trish Clark.
As it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and we all kind of were looking there, and I did not know you could drift a what kind of car is that?
Lexus.
I did not know you could drift a Lexus around the corner that fast, and then kind of slide into the parking spot.
Actually, no, I wasn't, because there was a Reading police officer directly behind me, and I was not exceeding the speed limit at all from the time I left the freeway.
Which explains why you were coming in just a couple minutes.
Well, I mean, I was here when the mic went live, and that's the requirement, right?
We crossed the line of departure on time.
There you go.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing just great, and it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 95 and a low of 65. Tomorrow, a high of 89 and a low of 61. And on Saturday, a high of 83 and a low of 63. I mean, it's going to be right down balmy for the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
Starting on Sunday, back up to about 95 and a low of 65. And then on Monday, back up to 101.
We have a chance of thunderstorms, mountain thunderstorms over the early weekend, don't we?
Yeah, there's some thunderstorms, actions out there. Slight chance of thunderstorms. I did read this morning someplace where there increased fire danger to be very, mm-hmm. very, very careful.
Yep.
So we've got some wind and stuff out there, some light south winds coming. Really be careful. And I'm going to throw in one thing here. We have a very active fire chief in Shasta County who is riding around with police officers from time to time. And actually citing people who throw their cigarettes out of the car.
Awesome. Love it.
Do people do that? I have not seen that.
Okay, well,
in a
someone on I-5 2 days ago got a $1,000 ticket.
Good.
Well,
written
should.
By the Anderson fire chief, who said, pull him over. And away they went.
We need to adjust her microphone just a little bit in there.
Too high, too low.
It was too high.
When you get enthusiastic,
okay.
So you got to be watching in here. Okay. Well,
okay.
We're just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to
help Jason get it. Yeah.
Want to have Jason be perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So anyway, I just want you to be aware that if you're out there and you're stupid enough to throw your cigarette out of the car window in high fire danger or any other time for that matter,
that's true.
Then you can be cited and it's $1,000 ticket. I thought that was great news. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, on the phone is Nick. And Nick's got a couple of comments about things that were said earlier this week. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning,
hey, good
Nick.
Good morning. I sure do. You know, I pull my hair out when I hear Ken Murray on there. I come home and I listen to the archives. And he's not hard to pick apart sometimes. The first thing I'd like to bring up is the strawberry fields. Ken said that they were bought 45 or 50 years ago as a ring road around Reading and as for a right-of-way for a bridge. And that's completely false. I remember when the strawberries were bought, and if strawberry fields, and if I recall correctly, it was right around 2004. That was a period when our city governments and our county governments thought of themselves as private entities that were money-making entities. And that, you know, the Stillwater Business Park can show you what a failure that was. But they bought those strawberry fields down there, and the public was in an uproar about it, wanting to know why the city was buying property outside of the city limits when it was clear they were speculating on making a profit on it. And they said that they bought those strawberry fields as a buffer between Redding and Anderson because they didn't want it to grow up to be like in the Bay Area, where when you have a chain from one city to another, you just have a different city on each side of the traffic sign. I remember that plain and clear. And for him to say that it was bought 45 or 50 years ago is completely not correct.
Nick, I concur with that. I will only question one thing you said. You said the city and the county were both purchasing up land like that.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to. I get so excited. When
I know you do.
So
you're absolutely accurate on that. They bought it because they knew that at some point that area was going to develop down there, and they wanted to be sure that it could develop, that the county couldn't develop that property in any manner. That's why they wanted it in their hands.
Well, that was their excuse, Trish. It was plain and simple that they were speculating, trying to make money. They were going into the land business, and like I say, Stillwater Business Park is a perfect example.
Absolutely.
How they went into business against private entities.
My question, though, is that the city did buy it. And,
that's right.
Okay. It wasn't 50 years ago.
No.
It was 2004. Is that correct?
That's correct.
In the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Okay.
Yeah.
So the city did that. All right. So that was wrong. I mean, what he said was
wrong. What Ken Murray said was wrong.
Well, okay.
He was completely mistaken, and I don't know where he could have possibly come up with that. He was wrong about Four Corners up there on the other side of Bernie where the Indians were having some kind of a confrontation. What happened up there, and this was, I believe it was about 1960 or 62, the Indians decided around Christmas time to have a Christmas tree lot. And they decided that that was their property, and they went in and set up teepees and a camp. That was on northeast corner of Four Corners where 299 and 89 cross. They cut a bunch of Christmas trees off land, and they had them an old doe up there. They were skinning out. It was more like a camp. And it was the feds that came in and beat the heck out of them and put a crimp to that. It wasn't an Indian confrontation. That being said, Carl, then you go and go comparing the casino to a private entity. And why can't they grow? I listened to the archives of that city council meeting Monday night. Only one person said that they had had enough. But when you start comparing them to Sierra Pacific, you're absolutely mistaken. Sierra Pacific is a for-profit entity that anybody can go in competition against. The casino...
That's not the way I was comparing it. What I was comparing was I was talking about a person's right to use their own property. And I did hear people saying that the Indians have too much. I was there at both meetings. I've heard it several times. I've seen it written down several times. And what I said was I believe people that own property have a right to expand and to grow their business.
Do they have a right to a monopoly? We have laws against a monopoly.
Well, there are monopolies out there. How about YouTube? How about Google? What about Facebook? I mean, all those are monopolies.
You can go into competition against them. We can call it Carl Bott's search engine. There's no law that says you can't go in competition against them, but there's plenty of laws that says a private bar owner down here can't get slot machines or have...
That's right.
Games.
That's right. There is.
That's unfair competition.
But nobody,
and then Sierra Pacific
gives out plenty
of scholarships.
Take a breath. What I'm saying is nobody goes, I would never say to any business, you've got enough, or you're being paid too much, or you can't expand your business. I'm not even looking at the type of business. I mean, you can look at that. I understand your point. I really do. I didn't look at it like that. But what I did say is, when you start telling people they can't do something because they have enough, that just grates on me. Because I believe this is a country where you can expand. You can live your dream. You can go for it. And
I believe that, too, if it's a level playing field.
It's
and it's
never,
not a level playing field.
Is it a level playing field everywhere?
Casinos.
Is it a level playing field everywhere?
Well, it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
We're supposed to be a
I did
a
not think of it,
of
I, but I will give you this, Nick. I did not look at it like that. I wasn't looking at it like that at all. But I understand your point.
I will throw in one thing about that whole thing. Is I remember distinctly, and you may remember this as well, Nick, when we were going through the hearings about legalizing gambling in the state of California and whether the casinos, whether the Indians should be able to do that. There were certainly arguments on both sides that if you're going to legalize gambling, then let's just legalize it and let's tax it and let everybody do it. That argument did not prevail, but during those hearings it was asked not only two or three times, but several times, and in fact I asked the question a couple of times during those hearings on the record, that if in fact casinos be located? If there was land that was not already Indian land, could they put a casino on it? And we were assured repeatedly, and you can go back and find this in the record, that if it was not designated Indian land, you could not build a casino on it in the future.
Yeah, that sure changed, didn't it?
Well, and boy, within a heartbeat, then they came in with, oh, well, yeah, but, you know, they can go back and have it designated and go through the process. And once it becomes Indian land, then they can build a casino on it. You can go back and look at the record,
oh, okay.
And it's clearly there.
I'm not going to argue that one. But, hey, Nick, you got more? Because I want to take a break. But if you got more, hang on to the other side.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I got another 14 minutes with Nick before our guest comes on. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You still have your Sleep Number.
Absolutely. What else would you have?
You know what? Why would you have anything else? I mean, they last forever. They're rated number one by the J.D. Powers, in 2018 and going in for 2019. They haven't done for the 2019 yet. It's not just a bet. It's something that you can adjust, that you can have the firmness setting on your side and your partner can have another firmness setting. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45.
Mine is generally 55, actually, because I've been having some just tension issues with my back. I'm down to about 45.
And that helps.
It helps.
It helps. And you know what? And think about this. Think about your kids. Kids need like 100 hours of sleep a day, which they don't get. So the Sleep Number beds, and I know we've had a guest in here. It's got four children. And they sleep on Sleep Numbers, and she says that it's made a difference. And I know it's made a difference in our life. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in. Take a look at their Sleep Number 360 smart beds that adjust to you as you move through the night. And you can save up to $600 on those select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. But to do it, got to go down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning here. It's about 66 degrees going up into the high 90s today. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. One of the largest problems facing us in California today is unfunded pensions. Most people don't know how bad this problem is and how it's affecting your city or county. For the city of Reading, this means not having enough money for the police department, fire department, roads, and for most general fund spending. The California Public Employees Retirement System is failing. To backfill the loss of revenue, city and county's general fund budgets are being eaten alive. If action isn't taken over the next 6 years, many cities will default on their payments. This could lead to a reduction of retirement dollars for many. No one wants to see that happen. I'm the only candidate in the assembly race talking about finding a solution to this problem. And the more we talk about this problem, the sooner we can fully fund these pensions. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, good music there. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Common Senior Living. If you're looking for a place that's a premier retirement community, and this isn't assisted living, this is a place to go in and party. I think of it as a party house for people over 55. Well, you know, you got a gourmet chef. They love little animals in there. You don't have to worry about plumbing. You don't have to worry about air conditioning like I have. When the guy comes in and says, oh man, this is bad. When they say that, you just kind of like, oh, okay. River Commons Senior Living, you don't have that problem. Learn more about River Commons by calling Brian at 238-5981. Go over there, tour the place, have lunch, find out why so many people are so happy over there. I'm here with Trish Clark, and we got Nick on the line. And I'd like to just tell everybody, Sue McLean is off for today and tomorrow, so you're not going to hear her dulcet tones in the morning, but she will be back Monday. And you know what? It's just hard to train somebody to do news. I mean, because it is not easy to do news. And Sue does such a great job. We just run a regular national news hour up until we come on. So I'm sorry, Sonny, but sleeping a little bit tomorrow, but she'll be back Monday. Okay, Nick's on the line. What you got next? What you got next, Nick?
One thing I'd like to repeat that a very prominent doctor wrote on an editorial to the Record Searchlight that he didn't seem to think it was fair or appropriate for a tribe of 300 to 350 people to decide what the entrance to Reading on I-5 from the south was going to look like. And I kind of agree with that. How about if they just wanted to put a rendering plant down there? You know, Ken Murray's all into doing whatever you want with your property. That's why we have zoning laws.
Well, I don't think it's zoned down there for a rendering plant.
Well,
what if they wanted to put? What about if they wanted to put a shopping center in there? Is that okay? If it didn't have the hotel and it wasn't a casino, can they do that?
Zoned agricultural, the whole area, isn't it?
What if they wanted to put a shopping center in there? Is that okay?
Well, it'd be nice if the majority of the people from Reading went along with it.
It's not. We don't vote. We don't vote for that. I don't want people voting to see if I should have gone to FM. Hey, should Carl and Linda go to FM? Let's take a vote. And if, you know what? You know, I reached the whole valley here. Why would I want people to vote to see what kind of expansion I can do on my own property?
Well, if you keep having Ken Murray on, I might put it up to a vote.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
I'm not. Wait a minute. Don't put me in that position, okay? You know what? Ken Murray gave me, believe it or not, gave me my start in radio. Gave, you know, as far as being a talk show host. And he has so much knowledge of things. Yeah, maybe some of his knowledge is not exactly 100% correct, but he's got a lot of good ideas on things. And, you know, just like you, Nick, I could love to have you in and be my, you know, my an 8 o'clock guest. But I may have to run you from a 7 o'clock to 7:30 to get everybody started, get their blood rolling here.
Well, I see where Ken Murray has a habit of making himself look good when some of his decisions didn't look so good, because I can't think of anybody that put Reading more into the pension bind we're in than Ken Murray by giving every raise they ever asked for, and subliminally what he was doing was trading his vote for the support of the service unions when it came election time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I do. That's why I told you. Here, I want to switch the subject. So back to the casino tribe.
All right.
And, you know, Mike DiQuisto came up with something that nobody was aware of. And, boy, I think he's doing a heck of a job on the council. And it is that they took the Garden Hilton down here and the Mini Mart, and they have put it into the same process to get it on tribal land. And if that goes through, that's going to take sales tax and property tax out of the rolls for Shasta County. Well, I guess it's mostly the city of Reading. And that's the TOT.
Yeah, it is. And
that's
something like $500,000 a year, I heard. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, if that goes through, that's going to be $5,000 a year that we're going to lose in services.
That's true.
And certainly that's the complaint that I have about the casino location. Not the casino, but that large swath of shopping center retail that's going to be attached to that, which is then we get no sales tax out of it, the citizens. You get no property tax out of it. You get no benefit into the coffers for all of that.
Okay, let me say this. Is that when they tried to put a shopping center down there across the road, that was thoroughly defeated by the people in Reading.
Yes, it was.
Okay, by the people in Reading who didn't like the idea. I get, but you have a very, very organized, well-funded group of people, small group of people that are leading this. But let me say this, that the one of the things I said on Monday night, and I very rarely appear at these things, is before you throw the baby out with the bathwater and cut all ties, why doesn't the city get with the tribe and say, look, these are our concerns. You know, we're worried about the Hilton. We're worried about the Mini Mart. Why not find a way that there can be, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. Why can't there be a TOT on the hotel that they charge and they give to the city? Why can't there be a way of helping out with the law enforcement? Why can't there be, you know, something that both sides can live with so that they're not losing all this money and that they can gain money? You know, the tribe has helped so many people for so many years around here, the medical, the amount of money they give into, you know, to people and schools and organizations. I mean, millions of dollars. It's, you know, they want to be good neighbors. Why doesn't the city sit down and say, let's see how we can make this work? Do you agree with that?
I don't believe we have a city council that works very well together. I think there's a
They voted 5-0 the other night.
Well, that doesn't mean
on whether to adjourn the meeting.
Well, would you want it to be a 5-0 vote every time?
You know, look at this argument about the riparian habitat. You know, Ken was saying that the people across the river built their houses on a riparian habitat, and now they don't want somebody else to build their casino on the other side. You remember that argument?
That was a weak argument.
The fact of the matter is those houses were built 50 years ago. Things change. And as far as that amphitheater goes, you know, that'll be a nice venue, but it's going to ruin their serenity, and people don't realize that sound just runs up and down a waterway like the river. We're going to be hearing it a mile or two upstream, and that is, you know, unless you like the music, that's going to be a negative impact.
Well, you know what? Like I said, there's a lot of mitigation still has to be done around here.
Well, the bottom line that you need to bear in mind is that, in fact, the Indian Nation, once they are identified as an Indian Nation and built, they can build anything they want there, and they don't have to mitigate or negotiate with anybody.
That's right,
true.
And they don't even have to pay attention to the environmental impact report.
And they don't have to make arrangements with the governments to fund anything. You need to really check closely as to the amount of money that's coming from that casino into the impacts that it's had on county government since they've been there. You need to check it really carefully.
It's absolutely laughable to say there's no crime down there at Wind River.
Boy, 10-4 on that.
Okay. Well, look, you know what? I'll let you have the last word there, Nick, because we've got to run. We've got guests. Hey, thanks, Nick, for calling in.
Okay. My last word is I listen to you and Ken Murray on the archives, and I don't like the way he throws around the words ignorance and stupid. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is out there finding fire insurance for people who are having problems with that right now, plus taking care of their financial needs. She's been doing this since 1993 and obviously been doing a great job. Continues to expand, continues to add to her business because she provides one-stop service. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. Here, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Omega Mortgage Group.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1468. Your talk radio. Jason, it is absolutely perfect. Well, and that was me singing earlier today. He recorded it. I sound a lot like Elvis in the morning. You know, he catches me in there when I'm in the bathroom.
He's all shook up.
Uh-huh. I'm all shook up. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, finest place in town. If you're going to buy a firearm, he's got it all, and plus all the accessories, gunsmithing, and the customer service is just outstanding. I wouldn't buy a gun anywhere else than Bastiani Arms. Veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Trish Clark and I are here. It's about 70 degrees, going up to high 90s today. And I'm here with Dan Landis from Omega Mortgage Group and Paul Carr. So good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Carl.
First time.
Good morning, Trish.
First time.
Good morning.
You know what? I like after 10 years getting great businesses on the show.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Tell us about Omega Mortgage Group.
Well, we're a local mortgage bank and been in business since 2005 and started working for underneath a mortgage bank, Omega Mortgage Group, back in 2005, but basically ran my branch and then worked under a couple other mortgage banks along the way and just decided that wanted to do my own thing, be able to control my rates, be able to control my fees, and not have to adhere to other people. And that's allowed us to grow our business. We have an office here in Redding. We have one in Santa Rosa and another one in Reno, and we're expanding into a couple other markets this year.
Well, you have you've just hit this ball out of the park on this. I mean, when all these things are going on, I mean, you had this group during that huge recession.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of a testament to what we do, keeping our expenses low, so that we can go in there and compete with the online companies. And Paul and I were talking yesterday. He pulled up some statistics about the number of how many people actually go out and actually get a second, third, and fourth opinion on rate. They just typically just listen to who their agent sends them to, or this person sends them to. But what are those statistics, Paul?
Yeah, so you typically, shoppers, when they're looking for a home, rely heavily on their realtors. And, from what we what we were checking out yesterday, there was a report out, 28% of all home buyers actually get a third quote on a mortgage. We've seen this many times already. In fact, my parents are guilty of this as well. And, it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way that it's traditionally been done. You're pretty heavily reliant on your realtors, and we think that's fantastic. And we're not saying that anybody's wrong. But we do think that, everybody should do their due diligence. It's an incredible expense over the life of it.
Yeah,
and
so
you want to make sure that
you're... Can you give us an example of what you mean? Like, I know what you're talking about, that your realtor says, okay, I'm going to take you to this group. And you're, okay, good, that's fine. And then, but this can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars if you don't kind of take that extra step.
I think the perception is that there's a going rate in the market. And that if you're going to buy a house today, you're going to get a 6% loan, or you're going to get a 3% loan, or you're going to get a 4%. I don't think the average public is aware that there might be a difference there between those mortgage brokers.
So, let me speak to that. So basically, we all start at the same place. So Everything starts from Fannie, Freddie, and Ginnie Mae. Ginnie Mae. So that's where the rates start. But then you have people do business differently. So some people are, pushing things through technology, keeping their costs down. You know, they have the upfront costs of doing it. And just in general, they have different margins. Could be where they have their corporate office. Could be in San Francisco where your costs of doing business are significantly more than say Reno or Redding or something like that.
So you've got the overhead.
Your overhead goes into play there. Sure. So, you know, what we've done is we saw that, we noticed that, we recognized it, and for us it was we want to be in places where we can keep our expenses low and then pass those savings on to our borrowers. So, you know, it's not uncommon for me to be, our rates here, especially in the local market, to be a quarter or 3/8 of a point lower than what they're getting from other competitors.
Okay. And so that, let's just say it's a quarter. It's a quarter percent lower. What's that mean to me as a buyer?
Well, it depends on how much you're financing. So a quarter percent on $50,000 loan doesn't really make much of a difference. Whereas on a $400,000 or $500,000 loan, it could be, 60, 70, 80 bucks a month, 100 bucks a month plus,
For
30 years.
So, it adds up.
Yeah. So say that's $100 a month and you're doing that for 12 months. It's 1200 bucks a year. Over 30 years, it's a big difference.
Oh yeah, that right there is the cost of
a new easily, pool.
I mean, that's a pool. It's your car. I mean, over a period of years, every year. Okay, so it's so important then that when we're going to sell our house and we're going to look at a new one is to really shop the loans.
We encourage it.
It doesn't make sense not to.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And you know, there's another factor in there. You know, a lot of the online companies, they may have an eighth of a point lower than us. Here, they're essentially what they've done is they're just have paper pushers behind the scenes kind of doing their thing, as opposed to being able to have a real conversation with somebody you can come sit down with. They're using these national appraisal management companies, so they don't know who the good appraisers are in the area. So we don't actually get to select our appraisers, but we do get to create our panel of three or four appraisers and, have some relationships there. And that definitely does help out.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You go to a national level and you're not talking to a person.
Correct.
I mean, you're talking to a person, but you're not able to sit there and look them in the eye. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, trust.
Totally.
On it like this too is if I want to talk to Dan or Paul or any of your people that you have working for you, Ben, or any of those guys, I know that when I call them, I'll get a call back that I may not be their only business. In fact, I know I'm not your only business, but I want to be able to walk into your office and go, hey, if something happens, be able to talk to you about it.
Correct.
I mean, and nothing goes perfect, does it?
No. I mean, we're not perfect and don't proclaim to be.
Nobody is.
But I can tell you that we are closing loans extremely fast. It's funny. We have some competitors in our area that, quote these 8-day closings or 10-day closings or whatever. Well, that's all fine and good. But on a purchase, I don't know how that really comes into play very often because most people can't even get the sellers can't even get out of the house that fast. So,
exactly.
That's one piece. We talk about, some other things about, when you hear no cost loan, run for the mountains. All they're doing is building that margin into their price.
So
do you want to pay it up front? If you're planning on staying in that house for say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, So do you want to pay for it over 30 years, or do you want to pay for it up front where it's a much smaller price in the short run?
Not gain an interest all the way through.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Dan Landis and Paul Carr of Omega Mortgage Group. They've started out as a small office here in 2005?
2005.
And now they've branched out to Reno and
Santa Rosa,
and plus you've got a couple more places you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I want to come back after the break and talk a little bit about you two, because, you know, local boys, and also about technology when it comes to the mortgage business and how important that is. We just talked about having people from, I don't know where you talk to online, but does technology play a big part in this? This portion of the show brought to you right now by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, 241-3474, 241-DISH. It's your local satellite provider. Has some great deals going on now for two groups of people, plus their regular, you know, plus they have this, they have their usual great deals for everybody. But if you're 55 or over, or you're a veteran or first responder, you get an even better deal with your first your movie rentals free, upgrades to your hoppers, which is your dish sets there. Everything that's going on right now is going on at B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley. Give them a call at 241-3474-DISH, 241-DISH, and find out just what he can do for you. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back with the Omega Mortgage Group. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons.
I got the key, she got the power.
Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at WinRiver.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. One of the largest problems facing us in California today is unfunded pensions. Most people don't know how bad this problem is and how it's affecting your city or county. For the city of Redding, this means not having enough money for the police department, fire department, roads, and for most general fund spending. The California Public Employees Retirement System is failing. To backfill the loss of revenue, city and county's general fund budgets are being eaten alive. If action isn't taken over the next 6 years, many cities will default on their payments. This could lead to reduction of retirement dollars for many. No one wants to see that happen. I'm the only candidate in the assembly race talking about finding a solution to this problem. And the more we talk about this problem, the sooner we can fully fund these pensions. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good song for a mortgage company.
Great song. Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they have set the pole really high, the bar really high when it comes to the emergency rooms. They are getting people seen within 30 minutes of them walking in, a lot of times within 20 minutes of walking into the emergency room, being seen, being treated. They have a professional there. Your paperwork is done. You're seen by somebody. Whatever's going on with you, they're taken care of. And there's no other place that I can think of that you can walk into and an emergency room like this and being taken care of like that. Not only that, but Shasta Regional Medical Center is working with the VA clinic here, to provide care for our veterans. And that's huge, considering that we don't have to have people driving 3 hours for a treatment. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And speaking of community, we have Dan Landis and Paul Carr here from Omega Mortgage Group. And Dan's you're the man, right?
Yeah, you're like the man.
Yeah. Huh? Hey, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, born and raised here in Shasta County. Went to West Valley High School, and went to Chico State, and kind of actually that's where I met Paul. Way back in the day. So, anyways, been part of the community a long time.
So you stayed here then?
Huh? Yeah, stayed here my entire life. Well, went to Chico State for a little while, yeah. But back here locally, not too far away.
Yeah.
And mom, dad, family, all are here. Brother works with me. Pretty happy here in Reading, and don't see myself leaving.
Good.
And good. Yeah, and Paul?
Not that much different than Dan, other than after college, I went south a bit, just came back after 20 years, quite a bit different than when I left. It's funny, you move back to a town that you grew up in, and you don't...
Because I'm sure you came back to visit, but
coming
back to live here...
Yeah, moved back, couldn't be happier. It's been a blessing to us, and we are really excited to be back. And as I was touching on, I don't know your way around anymore. And friends and family, everybody's grown up, faces change, but the same great things are still here. So really happy to be back.
Well, that's cool. When we left, we talked about technology making some differences here in the mortgage business. Can you give us a couple examples?
Yeah, I mean, so technology is obviously extremely expensive. Barrier of entry is extremely expensive and difficult. And so some of the ways that we are doing things behind the scenes that our customers don't see are adding technology, whether that's accounting for mortgage bankers, AMB, or Encompass, or which is our loan operating system. Those are really, really, really expensive systems that we have in place. In addition to that, there's things that have rolled out, and we'll be rolling them out to our clients hopefully later this year, called Day One Certainty. And essentially that is, no longer the need to bring in your tax returns and bank statements and things like that. Kind of get authorization, push of a button, and that stuff comes over.
That's huge because give us your last 4 years. Tell us any scars you have.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
Yeah, DNA from your firstborn, your lastborn, and the kid you haven't even had yet.
Give us a picture of your dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The last real estate transaction I had, it was over just a small piece of property down at the Frontier Senior Center to change. Small piece. The paperwork that was involved in just that little bit of stacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
But now the technology is now improving so that we don't have to do all of that now?
Yeah, so you know, there was, if you recall, there used to be tons and tons of paper, and then it went away. Paperwork basically went away, and they were doing stated income loans, and that obviously got us into a pretty big debacle. And yeah. Now then they went back the other way, so pendulum swung, and then tons of paperwork again, and now we're gradually getting into things where we're still getting – now we can get the entirety – of somebody's information, but without all the headaches and paperwork and stuff behind it. So,
well, let me tell you that I was getting my VA and I went to Omega, mm-hmm. and I can't tell you how much I appreciate how you all fought for me, because we had an appraiser from hell. Literally, the battle was on then, and it went all the way up to the VA and back again till we could get another appraiser in there, which then appraised the house for what it's worth. Right. But I just appreciate the extra steps you all did.
Well, the unfortunate part about a VA appraisal is we don't get to pick the appraisal. It goes through what's called VIP Veterans Information Portal. So we go on there and it just randomly selects somebody from that's on the VA's panel. So it's kind of a bummer. I know most of the VA appraisers. We do have one or two that are not.
Well, what one guy had, we find out he'd had something like 60-something complaints against him, but he was still out there appraising. And but you all fought through on that, and I appreciate a business that stands up for their people. I mean, you could have easily just said, "Hey, this is too hard," but you didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of the difference between us and an online lender or a big bank.
Yeah.
We do care about our folks. We do fight for your loans. You're not just another number, and you can come in and sit down and talk with us. We're real people. We're part of the community. We're out there participating in local charities and events and what have you.
How many employees do you have?
Shoot, 42.
I think right about there. Yeah,
42, 43, somewhere in there.
Nice.
Wow. And that is true. If there's a golf tournament fundraiser, Omega's there, and there's a big sign that says OMG.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of took the philosophy, as opposed to spending a lot of money on marketing, putting money back into the community where it actually makes a difference. We felt like that was a better place to put our money, and we're very grateful and thankful for the support that we've had over the years to help us grow within our communities that we serve. And when we're hiring our staff, one of the big things that we always talk about is you need to be part of something in your community. You have to give back. You have to be grateful and thankful for all that is given to us. And it's a really big part
of
our community.
That's something so important to build into the community, because what we're finding with all of our groups that keep the community rolling, your Rotary, your Kiwanis, They're optimists, all of those are having trouble getting membership, people that have businesses that will get involved in their community. So that's a great step.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Omega, I've seen Omega in this, even before we even did any business with Omega, we could see, you all were out for these things. What do you want to tell people? We got like about a minute and a half left. What do you want to tell people when they're buying a house or they're refining?
Rates right now are obviously, as you're watching the 10-year treasury, that's a good barometer for, mortgage-backed securities and what have you. Rates are the lowest they've been in, I don't know, 4 years or something like that, three mm-hmm. or 4 years. We're back down in the threes on a conventional 30-year fix, high threes in a conventional 30-year fix. We're low threes on a FHA, VA, USDA loan. Got to be pretty happy about that. Yeah. Those rates are incredible. As far as going out there and buying, make sure you get another quote. We'd love to give you a quote, show you how we're a little bit different than maybe some of our competitors in our local market. But
I think you all are the first mortgage group we've ever had on. Really.
Really,
we have realtors, but not mortgage groups, and it's so important. This is where the money comes.
Right, right.
How do people get a hold of you, Dan?
So we have an office direct on Hilltop Drive, directly across from C.R. Gibbs. We usually use that as a landmark. Everybody knows C.R. Gibbs. So we're directly across the street from C.R. Gibbs. The office number, if you want to set up an appointment, 530-223-1400. And you just call in and ask for a loan officer. We have lots of loan officers on staff at all times.
Okay, we've been here with Dan Landis
and
Paul Carr. Thank you so much for coming in. It's not the last time. Hey, when we get back, Trish and I are going to be talking about the state of the world.
Watch out.
State of the world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is responding to the white supremacist label that some of the Democrat presidential candidates are now trying to attach to President Trump.
On July 23rd, Director Wray testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee that under this president's leadership, the FBI has been increasing the number of arrests of domestic terrorists, including white supremacists.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway referring to FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony on Capitol Hill. Conway speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The president says he is strongly considering commuting former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's corruption sentence.
I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly. He was given close to 18 years in prison, and a lot of people thought it was unfair, like a lot of other things.
Blagojevich convicted of corruption for trying to sell an appointment to Barack Obama's vacant U.S. Senate seat. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denouncing the killing of a 19-year-old Israeli student on the West Bank as an act of terror, vowing those responsible will be brought to justice. Dr. Michael Oren, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., tells the Salem Radio Network it's not clear at this point what impact the killing might have on the September Israeli elections.
Well, inevitably, it will tend to shift the Israeli electorate rightward. That happens always. Although in this case, if this terrible tragedy is occurring many weeks before the elections, and it's too difficult, too early to tell whether it will have an impact in mid-September, which is quite a way away.
Hamas issuing a statement applauding the murder of the young man. All of the arrows pointing higher this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 184 points, the S&P better by 32, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 112. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Indian security forces have arrested more than 500 people since India imposed a communications blackout and security crackdown in Kashmir. Prime Minister Modi expected to address the nation to discuss Kashmir. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Delhi.
In his radio address, the Indian Prime Minister is expected to explain why he took the decision to change the constitution and remove Kashmir's autonomy. It comes as the Indian Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying it regrets Pakistan's decision to downgrade bilateral ties, but added that the events in Indian-administered Kashmir were an internal matter. The internet and all phone communications remain suspended in the area, and with a heavy security presence across the region, the streets are deserted.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Uruguay issuing a travel warning to those who plan to visit the United States.
The Latin American country cited three cities citizens should avoid: Albuquerque, Detroit, and Baltimore. Uruguay's foreign ministry said in a statement that the three cities are among the 20 most dangerous in the world and cited CEO World magazine as its source. Albuquerque has garnered national attention in recent years over its high auto theft rates and violent shootings. Uruguay advised its citizens to avoid U.S. theme parks, shopping centers, art festivals, religious activities, and sporting events. Albuquerque spokesman Matt Ross says it was absurd for Albuquerque to be cited. Keith Peters reporting.
The U.S. government stepping up its warnings to travelers to Hong Kong because of increasing violence surrounding pro-democracy protests in the Chinese city. The State Department's travel advisory urging increased caution in Hong Kong due to civil unrest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The 8th of August here at 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Trish Clark. Jason's at the helm up there.
I'm making sure I'm steering this ship correctly.
Well, you know what? And every so often I may tell you to bear 3 degrees to your left or 3 degrees to your right. Usually it's to your right, but that's okay.
Aye, Captain.
Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like there, kiddo?
Well, by golly, you know, it's only 69 degrees outside in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 95 and a low of 65 this evening. And on Friday, a high of 89 and a low of 61. On Saturday, a high of 83, a low of 63. And on Sunday, a high of 95 and a low of 66. Then Monday, going to pop back up into those hundreds. Do have some slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday and Friday night. We're hoping that that doesn't develop into anything, but there are higher fire dangers forecast. So everybody be careful out there and watch what you're doing so that we don't have any thunderstorm activity, fires, and other things happening that can get us into another raging fire.
Wow.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, a lot of things going on. I saw something today. You know, we talked about businesses closing. And, I mean, just downtown here, Armando's, which was the one of the Viva Downtown's businesses of the year closed down. It was 3 or 4 years, but restaurants, you know, they've got a tremendous failure rate. But then you have Wildcard Brewery, and they've expanded down in San Francisco. That may have been too big a bite, but I think they're selling, you know, but closing the place here. Wilda's, which has just been open, less than a year up there. But Wilders, if you remember, started in that little kiosk-type place there on Placer. It was a huge success. You couldn't get in there. So they expanded over there on, I don't know.
And, you know, that happens sometimes with little businesses. You're really, really busy and great.
They've got a place in Pacelli, too. That seems to be okay. But this one down here, which seems to have made sense, is they just closed it down. Then Crown Camera. Been here. What, 57 years?
Yeah.
They're going to stop selling cameras and still want to do the digital, you know, reverting to digital. But I just heard this, that they may close the shop and just go online for this kind of stuff. But I'm not sure about that. I am not sure that's what's going to happen on that. But they are going to stop selling cameras. That they don't make any money on cameras anymore because you can.
Well, it's a specialty. It's a real specialty anymore because so many. Your average person who's taking pictures is doing it with their iPhone or their camera.
Yeah.
Their telephone.
You know what happens then, and I have a friend that has a place that people come in and try out the stuff in a sporting goods shop.
And then they order it online.
And then they go out and order it online. Why?
And they're done
because
that.
Because they can save the 7% or it's $50 cheaper because they don't have a storefront. And he says, I don't mind competing. But, you know, we talk about level ground. You know, talks about level ground. Well, the Internet doesn't make the ground level anymore because they can just order these, you know, the same type of equipment from the distributor, send it to you, free of charge, first free shipping and no tax, and you've already saved, all of a sudden you save $70.
Well, but Carl, that isn't anything new. I mean, had my business from 1980 to 1990. I sold metal detectors and gold dredges, and I would have people in my shop who would pick my brain for 4, 5, 6 hours. Which is the best metal detector? This is which is the best. This how to compare? Blah blah blah. And I offered free instruction, and so they would then, after spending 4 or 5 or 6 hours in my shop, they would go and buy it on Calico, and then they would have the guts to bring it back to me and try to take advantage of the free instruction. And I would say, oh whoa, you only get the free instruction if you purchase the machine from me.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's been around a long time.
It has been. But I'm just saying, this is what happens out there in businesses now.
And small businesses can't afford to purchase that stuff at the same price that they can buy it online at these big companies.
Now, what impact on Wilderness did the Carnegie Park when they opened up that? What impact? Except they're not open like during for lunch or anything, and I don't know if Wilderness is open at in the evening, I would imagine they were, but that's like the second business, third business there that has not made it. Remember, there was an ice cream shop there or a yogurt place there before and, stuff like that. But so you wonder about that. Next door to us has had we've been here 10 years. There's got to be at least 6 businesses have been in there.
Yeah.
And then the one next to that, at least 4 businesses. So see these closing down, and I'm not going to bring the casino up except for one other thing. It puts 500 people to work. 500 people to work there if it's built. If it's built, it puts 500 people to work. All the stuff they buy is over 90% of it they buy from around here, these local vendors. Mm-hmm. You know, and so what kind of impact does that have? Because those 500 people who make salaries and they have their medical care taken care of, what kind of impact does that have on the economy? You know, they buy here, you know, so they live here, they buy here. And if you buy from the vendors, use the trucks here, use all that stuff. So, see, there's that impact. But I understand where all the consternation is that there's a lot of money that's not, you know, that's just, you know, it's flowing past renting.
Well, but I think the issue for me, and I know a lot of people don't want the casino there. I was kind of ambivalent about the whole casino location, that because that's been a given for many years. Once they entered into the purchase of that property, you had to know that's where they were going, even though they denied it for a long time. Having said that, I don't have such an issue with the casino. I have a real issue with all of that retail being built in competition to our other retail, where they don't have to pay development fees, they don't have to pay sales tax. They don't have to pay anything back into the community. That's just not right. That's not fair competition. You've got 4 corners there, one of which will be free ride, and the other 3 corners have to compete and pay all those fees. That's a problem for me.
Okay.
So let's move on to something different.
Oh, yeah. We've gotten that one. Have you heard – I tell you what, let's take an early break because I want to get into what the Castro brothers did. The one guy running for president, and his brother's a congressional representative. I want to talk about what they did and why this had, to me, seems like it could have a very significant impact on our election process and people when we get back. 8:13 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You want to learn how to shoot? Want to learn how to shoot safely? Want to get a course that will enable you to get a CCW? And by the way, the increase in CCWs over the last week has been really extraordinary throughout the United States after these shootings. To be able to protect yourself and your loved ones, and to hear what the chief of police said yesterday when we talked about active shooter, about a person with a CCW being able to protect himself. Northern Firearms Instruction provides that. They provide the best instruction in California because they're all over California. Every one of them is an NRA pro. Every one of them is NRA trained. Every one of them goes through advanced training at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Turn me on. Turn me on. Hello. Good morning. Welcome back. New guy at the board. Don't worry. We got it. Don't worry. It's been perfect up to now. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my Thursday lady.
I just love Thursday mornings. For heaven's
sake. Man, you're right in here, too. Hey, this portion of the show, 8:18 in the morning and 80 degrees up. No, it's not 80 degrees, 70 degrees out there. Maybe 70-something out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever it is, because the weather here is just, you know what, it is, I can tell you exactly, it is 65 degrees, so it's cool out there. It's being brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You don't realize, you know what, remember how I tell everybody that, you know, you don't realize how much Alliance Heating and Air means to you until the compressor blows out on your birthday, like mine did.
So I go through a, you know, I have one of those insurance, you know, those home insurance companies, and they got the guy, you know, we want to use, you know, we used Alliance last time, we're going to use Alliance. I don't care what it takes. But he comes out, because we have to have it looked at. The guy comes out, really a nice guy, comes in and he says, this is way too big a job for me. And he's the only one they have. And I'm like, oh, that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel really good.
The nice guy,
and he said, this is just, I mean, he says that you've got a 25-year-old at least air conditioner heater. And anyway, but Alliance has already been out there. They looked at it. They've already come up with a plan. And this Alliance heating and air, it doesn't get any better than that. 221-2642. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance heating and air. Okay. What I was talking about is the there's two Castro brothers. One is running for president, and his name is Julian Castro. And his brother, Joaquin Castro, is a representative from the El Paso area.
And which one of them served on Obama's cabinet?
That would have been Julian.
Okay.
He was the HUD guy. Anyway, Joaquin goes out, representative. The congressman listed 44 people in the El Paso area that have donated the maximum amount to President Trump's campaign this
right
year.
Right after the shooting.
Right, and he did it right after the shooting, and he said the people listed, including retirees, business owners, and other individuals whose names are public record, were fueling a campaign of hate.
Yes.
Their contributions are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. Well, he serves, Joaquin serves as the chairman for his brother's presidential campaign, and the pushback was immediate. Well, from Republicans, but not from other people. This is a grossly inappropriate, especially in the wake of the recent tragic shooting, said Senator John Cornyn from Texas. This win-at-all-cost mentality, publicly targeting an opponent's supporters and encouraging retaliation, is dangerous and not what Texans have a right to expect from their members in Congress. I mean, this just goes on and on. But they are, you know what? They're absolutely right. In today's society, when you do something like this, after, you know, at any time, because of this, let me get in your face because you're wearing a Make America Great hat or you're wearing a T-shirt. So it's okay to assault you. It's okay. And the assaults are coming from the liberal side. It isn't a conservative that's smacking a Warren for President hat off somebody's head. It's the other way around. So what Joaquin Castro has just done, which, by the way, Castro, this is the kind of thing that Castro of Cuba was happy to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. That they've named the people the enemies of the people. Now, he didn't use those terms, but he said those are the ones that are fueling hate. It doesn't take a big step to go to the enemies of the people and take them. I mean, how many of them are going to have their homes happen to them? Or as they go to dinner, they get, you know, by people that may recognize them,
mm-hmm.
and they come out and they verbally assault them, make them so they can't even have a dinner someplace. This is what happens when you, quote, dox people. You put their names out there. He didn't put their address. He doesn't have to. These are people in El Paso.
They can get their address anywhere.
Anywhere.
They're fueling this atmosphere of hate. And I just have to say, either side, using these mass shootings, these horrible things that are happening in our communities to use to get votes, make points, try to call out the other side and blame these shootings on political enemies is just wrong. Shame on them that they would go out there and use these opportunities. How many people's lives have been impacted by these shootings? The people involved, the people that are mourning their loved ones, and we've got politicians out there making hay and trying to get votes off of these horrible, horrible disasters.
Well, you know, and then he goes on the Morning Joe and he says it wasn't meant as a boycott or to target people. What a lie. What a lie he is. What a liar. Castro, you're a liar. But to draw attention and awareness to community members who are Trump donors, so what? You know what? The last time I looked, this was a free country. Ha ha. It's free if you don't support Trump. So, and then he says the manifesto that the guy wrote was parroting Trump, which isn't true.
It's not true. It's parroting Al Gore.
He was going after a number of people.
The manifesto is parroting Al Gore.
unless you support the white nationalism and the racism that Donald Trump is paying for and fueling, then I hope you as a person. You know, this just goes on and on on.
But and my point is, though, again, that we've got to stop. These are the times that in the past the United States of America came together. We came together as one to be opposed to these awful acts by individuals or terrorist groups or whatever they are. And we stood as a country and all stood up and said, no, we will not tolerate that in the United States. Now they're looking for anything to use against the Trump administration. And they don't care how many people they insult and take advantage of along the way.
You know, he says that he said this was not a call to action. You know what? This is just quote Trump. I don't know who Joaquin Castro is other than a lesser brother of a failed presidential candidate who makes a fool of himself every time he opens his mouth. Joaquin is not the man that his brother is. So, I mean, but to do something like this is just, what if the Republicans start doing this? What if you come into a conservative area, say these are the people that want open borders. These are the people that want to take your money. These are the people, you know, and they just list. I mean, is this what it's going to be? Is a tit for tat that, oh, okay, well, then we're just going to list out people that are supporting Elizabeth Warren in Oklahoma.
Generally,
I mean, Oklahoma is a red state, totally red. I mean, every county voted Republican. And then you go out and you do that there.
But the Republican Party and the people that support that side of the fence, we've never been involved in those kind of things. We believe in stating our minds and protesting and showing up. But if you look at any of the gatherings that are put up by the right, if you will, by the conservative side, they go, they're orderly, they come together, they make their statement, they don't leave their trash behind, and they don't attack the other side. They're there to make their point. And while they, sure, you have to show the comparisons, and certainly President Trump has stated, actually, I like the way he puts things. He talks plain English. People understand him. And he gets right in their face and makes them angry, which is why they come back with all the stuff they do. But they do it in such a vile, aggressive, mean manner. As opposed to him, he shows them up and they don't like it. And they have such a powerful hate for him that they're not considering all the other people they're impacting when they continue to go after him with such venom.
I just find it very, very interesting how this can happen. Where have we gotten to on this? Where you're listing people's names right after a mass shooting in the same town,
yeah,
and saying that they support racism. I mean, what's that? I mean, isn't that kind of like putting a target on somebody?
What, you know, the whole racist thing is I'm having such a hard time getting my mind around what one thing, anything Donald Trump has done, which would show him or prove him or even indicate that he's a racist. There is so much anti-information to that effect. I mean, look at his cabinet. Look at the people. Look at the things he's done. Look at the people who are supporting him. Look at the crime rate for African Americans in the areas where he's been involved. Look at the employment rate. Look at their income level. Ever since he's been in office, all of those things are in their favor since he's been the president.
Well,
how can you accuse him of being a racist?
Because
he's the only president that's done anything for them in years.
Because they used the word Russian. And if you notice, we don't hear Russian anymore. We don't hear impeachment anymore. Now, they switched it over. Well, but you don't hear Russian anymore. So now it's racism. It's Nazis and all this because it's... They can't. What are they going to do? Attack the economy? They can't do
but
that.
But he's not a racist.
I'm just saying.
Come up with another word. Call him an arrogant whatever.
Not,
but he's not a racist.
It's not just him. They're calling racist.
You and I.
They're calling anybody
that supports
voted for him, racist or a Nazi.
And a white male, you're just out.
No, I'm not because.
Well,
anybody come up to me and tell me to my face that I'm a racist or a Nazi. You know, I mean, they can. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'll just kind of, I don't really care too much about what anybody says.
Yeah.
I mean, and Linda will tell you, well, except for Linda. And, But this whole thing of this anger and this and the anger that we've reached in just in politics is just so stupid. It's hard to handle, and this is why people are just like, you know, you don't know really what people are thinking because they're not going to say anything out loud. The one guy says, hey, this Trump donor, he said, outed by Castro, says, I'm tired of being bullied. I'm just tired of being bullied because of something I believe in. And that's the way it is. I feel like if you are a supporter of Trump, that you are being bullied by all these people. Why are you being a bully and calling me these names? You wouldn't do it to my face.
Well, and we find ourselves shrinking because of it. As an example, I have always been one to proudly put anybody's name that I support for office in my yard, on my car.
It doesn't have to be Republican?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make any difference.
If I am supporting someone, I am absolutely comfortable putting a sign in the back of my car, what have you. I would not and have not put anything up supporting President Trump because of the way people are acting. I mean, I speak it, but I don't have it on my car. I don't have it on my motorhome. I don't have it in my yard because somebody would do something to my vehicle while it's parked. There's no question in my mind because they have now made it to the point where it's okay. Nobody gets criticized for it. Nobody gets taken down. The media is not after them for anything that they do or say. If it's a Trump supporter, nobody says it's a wrong thing to do. So it's now become a fun thing to go out and attack anybody in a red hat because it's okay. It's been condoned.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, and Clyde doesn't condone violence for anybody. Original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics, and he still has some of those classic car parts because he's a car guy, too. But especially home electronics, an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. You buy a TV from Clyde, the next day it is in there in your house. If you want surround sound, you got surround sound. You want dish satellite? You get this satellite. All of that is over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. The original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call at 221-4144. Clyde Pierce, Clyde's Enterprises. We'll be right back after these messages with Hollywood Strikes Again with Violence. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I want to listen to that.
I want to kind of listen to that, you know. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody, and I hope you're having a great day. It's 68 degrees out there, going up to in the high 90s today.
It's going to cool off, get balmy over the next few days before it gets really hot again.
Before it gets real hot, yeah. And this portion of the show, and of course, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals that just happen to be your neighbors. Locally owned, locally operated. They have just opened up their, or they relocated their headquarters to 192 Hartnell Avenue. And it is a beautiful, beautiful building. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. And for sure they are. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, you know, we talk about violence and, you know, and so here's Hollywood, who is the biggest bunch of hypocrites in the world. Can I say that? Oh, the violence, the shooting, it's horrible. You know, take guns away. So then the only people with guns will be Hollywood. They've got Universal. This is a major company, Universal, right? This isn't like Sam's Pictures.
Universal's been around for a long time.
Isn't even out yet. And people are already reacting to the film's trailer, calling it beyond sick and disgusting. It was initially going to be titled Red State versus Blue State. Is billed as a satire that follows wealthy thrill seekers as they take a private jet to a five-star resort where they embark on a deeply rewarding expedition that involves hunting down and killing deplorables. Am I a deplorable?
You are.
I am a deplorable, right?
Yes, you are.
They pulled the ads, but they haven't stopped the release. And it's about fosters hate and killing of people who don't believe the same as the hunters. Hollywood be shamed. So I think I'm a deplorable.
You are.
That means that it's okay to hunt me down. First of all, you dox me. You give my address out. This is Carl Bott. He voted Republican. He is obviously a racist and a Nazi. Even though that I don't donate, but I'm still a, quote, Republican. So I'm a racist and a Nazi. He lives here in town, and he's a deplorable. So then they come out with hunting deplorables. You greenlight a movie like this in an era of political violence? What are you thinking of?
Well, but that's my point. That was exactly the point I was making to you in the last segment, Carl. That they have been doing this, and the news media does it. All of the Walters, all of them are up there, and they're saying, if you watch someone that's supporting Trump, you get in their face. You would go to them in the restaurant, and you get in their face, and you try to get them thrown out. You do this, and they've been saying this over and over. The media doesn't say it's wrong. Nobody says it's wrong. The only thing they say is wrong is when Trump has a rally and somebody in the audience yells something, then they're all over about that, and we're all terrible people because of that.
This is
but we're not causing the violence. They are.
This depicts Trump supporters being hunted down like animals. Well, let me tell you something, if I could just say this. I mean, in reality, Trump supporters usually have guns. And so if you start hunting down Trump supporters, if you look at the number of weapons and firearms in this country and where the ammo is, maybe you don't want to start hunting down deplorables because there may be a few deplorables fighting back.
I think, you know, the quiet majority out there, I mean, we are a majority regardless of what they say. We elected this president.
Each party.
That's right. There is a majority of the people of the United States that are still freedom-loving Americans.
It is.
Who support our law enforcement, who support our country, who believe in liberty. You cannot convince me that that is not still the majority of the United States citizens. A lot of them are just not talking, but I'm going to guarantee you they start something like hunting us down. They're taking on a battle they can't win.
You know what? Betty Gilpin, Ike Barinholtz, and Hillary Swank. Hillary Swank's made a lot of movies. And it was scheduled to be released on September 27th. What do you think that maybe it won't be released? Or if it does, there will not – you can tell right now that it's going to be not a huge release party, you know, with spotlights and all that. I can't believe this.
Maybe they stepped over the line finally to where somebody will actually call them out on something.
Well, there's people saying that if you release this picture, we'll never go back to another Universal. Which, you know, most of the time isn't true.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to boycott. That's usually not true. I mean, they may boycott some things. I know that.
Well, I will guarantee you that there's certain actors and actresses now who I have followed and enjoyed their performances as professionals for many years that I simply can't watch now because I am so adamantly opposed to the things that they've done since with the Trump administration. I can't. Whoopi Goldberg is a perfect example. I used to love her movies. I thought she was all of the movies that she made had such unique characteristics. One of my favorite movies came on the other night. I couldn't watch it. I took one look at her and said, oh, no, I'm not watching this. So I don't know what she's gained. I think there's a lot of people that have done that. These people that have taken on this whole new era of trying to convince us somehow because they are gifted actresses, actors, singers, what have you, that they somehow have a political opinion that somebody cares about. I think they're vastly over perceiving how people are accepting them.
Representative Cummings, speaking of people that are angry and said things, Representative Elijah Cummings, you know, this whole big thing that started with Baltimore, when the president said, why don't you spend more time in your vermin-infested, rot-infested city?
Well, and he actually said the same thing himself.
He did. But what I'm getting ready to say is Cummings has invited Trump to go to Baltimore with him. And let's go through and look at this and talk to the people that are fighting this. I mean, I think that's really interesting. And I think that's great. He says, bring some federal money. Well, you know what?
Let's see where you spent the last bunch.
Yeah, they had $16 million went in there, and they're still not sure where that went to. But
let's find out where that went, and then let's give them some
more. The thing about it, if he's really truly reaching out, and this isn't something that just kind of popped through, that he is, he says, please come to Baltimore with me. You know, this is a big thing for Trump to do. If he goes and he says, okay, let's do that. Let's go take a look at your city and see what can be done. That's reaching out. If, you know, I don't know what Trump's going to do with this. But frankly, Baltimore is now the murder capital of the United States. They've actually exceeded Chicago, which over the weekend, by the way, my friends, over the last weekend, 60 shot, 10 killed, 8, I don't know, it's either 10 or 12 killed.
It was figures that ranged right up there with the mass shootings.
Right.
They
do that every weekend.
I know.
And we've become so inured to this.
Well, they don't report it.
We're so used to it.
They don't report it because they're all controlled by Democratic
I see it every week. You know what? There's too many media sources not to see this. But it is so, we're so used to this. So many people being killed in these cities that it just doesn't bother us anymore. It doesn't hit that level where you go, oh my God. Or you may go, oh man, that's terrible. But then you just, but you're so used to it. You know that next week, the same thing's going to happen. And the next week, the same thing's going to happen. The only thing that saves Chicago is a heavy snowstorm. I mean, really, a heavy snowstorm and extra
keeps
cold weather,
in.
It keeps the people in. Because, and then they don't go out and shoot each other. You know, and I don't even know how to even get your arms around something like this because it's been going on for so long, yeah. Even
but
though it's dropped.
And people, like you said, everybody gets kind of used to it, and the shock value is gone. It's the norm, and everybody kind of accepts it and just thinks, well, that's the way life is. That isn't the way life should be, and certainly we need to guard against starting to take anything like that for granted in our communities, and certainly where we live. We want to be absolutely sure that we continue to try to keep safe our country and our area where we live.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, this is where I get my hair cut. It is man's last stronghold. It is a veteran-owned place, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Trish, you should go in there with me one day, and we'll just...
And have a haircut?
Okay, maybe not. They don't really style, but they cut hair so well. But you're not going to see the hairspray and all that kind of stuff. If you want pomade, you know, to grease it back, you know, they've got that, and they have butch wax to make those flat tops. But Cypress Square Barbershop, what a great place to get a haircut. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 8:46 in the morning. And it is about 68 degrees going up to, only 94 today. We'll be right back.
On a marble step, trying to find an ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. I'm having a great time getting out and talking with the people of District 1. I have learned a lot. One issue affecting Siskiyou County that is of great concern to me is the Klamath Dam Removal Project. Extreme environmentalists want to remove these four dams with destructive results. The effect is called rewilding the Klamath River. Humans, of course, are not considered. This destroys current Klamath River ecosystem habitat, including the release of 20 million cubic yards of toxic sediment, flooding, poor water quality, loss of property value, loss of hydroelectric power, all at a cost of $4 billion to you, the taxpayer, and the ratepayer. And while this affects the residents of Siskiyou County, if this project is completed, the next one just might be in your county. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
And now, back to our show.
The streets of Baltimore.
Well, oh, I love this.
Filled with gladness when she saw the city.
Nice cut.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The reason that we're talking about Baltimore, of course, is that, you know, I just read where Representative Elijah Cummings, who has been at the attack, on full attack against Trump for years, and he's going against, you know, about the conditions down on the border, and Trump fights back and says, what about the conditions in your own city? It's rat infested. They do documentaries from PBS on the rat problem in Baltimore, and then the number of killings in Baltimore. And if you remember, when they put those four police on trial because the guy died on being transported, and every one of them, failure to, you know, all of them found not guilty. But the amount of crime in Baltimore leaped during that time as policemen just said, if you're going to arrest us for doing our jobs, then we're just not going to put our lives on the line in some of these areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started. So now Baltimore has all these shootings. And so Cummings has asked the president, the headline was begged. I don't know if that's true, but he's asked the president to travel with them to Baltimore, and let's take a look at this. Look at the problems we're having here. But as you pointed out, there was like $16 million that flowed in there, so where'd that money go to?
Well, and there has been some allegations of corruption, but the money was not spent where it should be. That should be investigated. Certainly, that's what the federal funds, if they're used properly, can help some of these cities. But we need to be sure we're tracking where that money goes and how it's spent. And I'm hopeful, and I would predict that the President Trump will do exactly what he has been requested.
I hope he does. No, I really hope he does, because we're at a point in our country right now where we've had these shootings. Now, if you look at the number of shootings, and they make the news as well they should, but I'm not trying to go poo-poo, there's only so many, but the number of people killed in all of these shootings is less than like a month in Chicago. And I'm just using Chicago because that's an easy target, which, you know, maybe I should research more and go into Dallas.
Or the number of people killed on the roadway every month.
It's hundreds of more killed in hospitals. And I mean, 300 people die in a hospital from hospital mistakes every 48 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get these statistics, and the gentleman that pointed it out, who's been the host of Nova, he's a PhD, he's well known. He got attacked on that, and he went back and he said, look, I wasn't trying to lessen what happened in those places, but we need also to put it in perspective that as bad as that is, there's these other deaths that, what are we doing about that? What are we doing about making the hospital safer? What are we doing about making, cars? What about people drinking and driving? These kind of things.
And when these things happen, instead of focusing on a gun, on the gun that did it, let's focus on how is this mindset getting to where so many people are willing to pick up a gun, a knife, a baseball bat, a car, whatever, and kill other people? Don't we need to examine
where's that coming from?
Yeah, why does somebody in their 20s think it's okay to take another life?
Or take many lives in any manner. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Gene, thank you for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to add a little information on Trump
and his pointing out what a rat-infested problem there was in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
So on Fox News, there was a young man who wanted to do something about it. So anyway, he ended up with, and who knows, with internet or whatever, he had 172 volunteers, and he tried to get the city to bring big dumpsters down, and they didn't respond. They didn't do it. But these people got together, and I can't remember whether they took away 12,000 tons or 12,000 pounds of trash, and they were showing it on Fox News before and after pictures of a private citizen getting in and doing a job because it was pointed out. And the people rallied around. So Trump has already brought change.
Well, you know
which
what?
Which he generally does, even when everybody criticizes him for what he says. Most times something good comes out of the direction he sent people
in. Something comes out. You know what, Gene? Thanks for sharing that with us, because we do that in our own town, as everybody
exactly.
knows. We go out and we clean up areas. I stop by to thank the guy that's cleaning up the trash, a city worker that's cleaning up the trash in front of the post office on Yuba Street. I said, "How's it been?" He said, "It's been better, you know, since they put the fence up."
But fence.
I see him. That fence is going to become no. That's temporary. They're going to put up a wrought iron fence. That's what's going to go up there. So it's going to look a lot better.
It's going to look a lot better. But come on, we have to start addressing that mindset. We can't get our mail at our own post office in the evening or overnight because of the homeless. I don't care what kind of a fence
you put up, they shut the gates.
Access to the private citizen.
They shut the gates and they open the gates during the post office hours. You're not being cut off.
We've always been able to go into the post office on the weekends.
Well, if the post office is open, you know, whatever the hours are, the gates are open. Let's go to the phones. Oh, Gene, thanks a lot.
Thank you, okay. Bob. We're going to go talk to Bob now.
Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? You're on.
Hey, I'd like to talk a little bit about Universal Studios and the movie The Hunt.
Yeah.
I think that just really shows the true colors of our media today. We've got that problem going on, glorifying killings, and then we've got the video games. You know, and it's just got to stop. Who is doing the mass shootings? The 20 to 30-year-olds. So we just need to really look at who we are as a culture and stop this insanity. So that's about all I've got to really say. Thank you.
Bob, I think you're right. You know, I've seen things that says, you know, they've done studies say, well, there's no difference because it's just like, and let me use this as an example, of the millions of kids that play video games. They become worthwhile members of society.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the millions of gun owners. They don't go out and kill people. Bernie Sanders himself said 99.9% of gun owners would never even think of shooting somebody else. So when we blame video games or we try to lay it on video games, that's taking the easy way out. That's the easy way out. Oh, if they didn't watch video games, well, if they didn't have guns. See what I mean? It goes back to what you said. It's the person. It's identifying. I'm watching something on TV, and it's called Mindhunter. And it's a TV show, but it's based on the book Mindhunter, written by the FBI guy that from the Behavioral Sciences Unit on being able to identify why people do things and project. You know, if they've had this kind of lifestyle, they've been abused by their parents. They did this by talking to murderers and everything. It's the kind of thing is, if you know that these things happen in a person's life, that in school you can start identifying this.
When you've got a child that's taking animals and birds or cats or what have you and torturing and taking them apart when they're little bitty kids, you better start figuring out what's going on in that little brain.
This is one of the things he went to a school with like 10-year-olds in there. And he couldn't – the principal didn't want him to use the word deviant. He didn't want him to use torture. He didn't want to use whatever. Anyway, we've got to run. Do we have Bob on the line? Another
yeah.
Bob? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, I made a statement. I'm upset over the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But see, that exasperates her. I mean, thanks a lot, Bob. For your,
you know,
because you're absolutely right. The fact is that it exasperates things.
It is. It is.
Okay, but it's not.
We got to start being kind to each other. I'll leave a final word.
Okay.
If you love somebody, tell them so.
It's time. It's time.
Every day.
And you never can tell what's going to happen tomorrow. You know what? You know, somebody said, "Well, it's my birthday, and everybody's going to die, but not today." We'll be back tomorrow. Got a lot of great guests. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.